So talking to TV presenter and from Blue Peter back in the day, Katie Hill, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. That's what I did back in the day. I'm a coach now, did you know?
Do you know, ashamedly, no, I didn't know this. So I was reading the notes and I thought, oh, fantastic. This is fantastic. Yeah. This is brilliant news.
So, I know. I retrained in 2017. So, yeah, I did 25 years in broadcasting and now I'm a success and performance coach and I love it. It's amazing.
Do you miss the telly just a little bit? Just a little bit?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. And that's partly why I trained as a coach, because I suddenly realised there wasn't a job in telly that I wanted. So I was like, there's more for me in life and I'm going to find it. And I did.
Fantastic. Right. So these goals that the Brits are setting anyway, I looked at the list. Really, number one, drink more water. Is that generally the top one?
Right? I know. Get out more, people. Get out more. I mean, I'm impressed that it was. Yeah, it's amazing. So HSBC UK did some research. 2,000 people got quizzed on, you know, goals that they're setting for themselves. And number one was drink more water, which is amazing because number 25 is become a millionaire. I would have thought they'd be the other way around. But I kind of love, and I think that, you know, probably given what we've walked through in the last few years, I think people are so much more connected to, you know, save for a holiday, spend more time with my family, travel more, have more patience, see more my friends more. I think, you know, the last few years were such a magnifying glass, if you like, on life and the things that are important to us. And so I love that those things are kind of doing so well in terms of people's goal setting.
So I did some goal setting last night, knowing that I was doing this little chat with you today, and my other half. And believe it or not, number one on the list was lose a bit of weight, obviously, to get a bit healthier. Then number two wasn't save for a holiday or being more positive or anything like that. It was just to get a bit more financially minded. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just to sort out the bank, but get on top of some of the little debts that we've got, and look at even when it comes down to shopping, just look at the money and look at, you know, we don't need to buy them snacks. We'll save a bit of money by not buying those.
Well, you probably, and did you notice, like, I'm particularly in the finances in my house, the thing we noticed most in lockdown actually was, oh my goodness, how much do we usually spend a week on coffee? Right? Yeah. It's like suddenly we weren't popping to Costa before dance every Friday and, you know, everybody has a cake and a whatever. And before you know it, you've dropped £20 in Costa. So actually it's, you know, it's making sure that you are setting goals in these areas because it is an important area. Your finances are an important area. And actually in my coaching, there are 9 proven areas where we need to pay attention in order to feel fulfilled. And I never knew about these areas before starting as a coach. And actually, my company's Limitless and they're my Limitless Life pillars now. And they spell out Limitless. Well done, me. But, you know, for everybody to be aware, they're love, impact, how much you feel you're having the impact that you've been put here on earth to have. Mates, how great you feel about the friendships or not in your life. Income, your finances, as you were talking about then. Tasks is what you do for a living. Laughs is how much fun you're having, right? You wouldn't actually think this was something coaches would work on with people, but it's one of the 9 proven things to lead to feeling more fulfillment and feeling more you in life. Your environment, like how your environment powers you up or drains you. Your strength, which is, again, what you were touching on. How you fuel your body, what you're eating and drinking, and how you move your body, and your spirit, which is how you're, you know, filling yourself up on the feel good elements of life, be that reading books or listening to podcasts or whatever it is. And so, you know, doing this research, what is shown is 43% of people like you said that they hadn't set or found them hardest to achieve when it came to financial goals. And I think the reason for that is that we don't approach financial goals in the same way we approach other goals. And maybe we should. So, you know, if we took an example, instead of thinking, I want to save more money, right? That probably energetically to you makes you go a bit, right? Do you know what I mean? Whereas if I said to you, let's give that money a purpose. What are we saving for? I want to save money so I can take my family or my spouse or my partner or whoever it is to Tuscany next summer, right? Suddenly, that becomes an exciting vision for what you're going to do with your money. So create a vision, like, okay, and let's get really crystal clear and specific on what this holiday is going to look like. So we're going to go to Tuscany, we're going to go on a gondola in, you know, Venice, we're going to have the sun on our skin, we're going to be drinking amazing wine, it's going to feel phenomenal, it's going to connect us as a family. I'd go so far as to make a vision board for it, so pictures out of magazines, words out of magazines, like the hotel you're going to stay in, and you have this beautiful vision and you put it on your fridge so that every morning when you come down and the day feels like a slog, if it does, you look at that vision and go, that's why I'm doing what I do. This is what I'm working towards. So you create the big vision, but then crucially, a step that a lot of people forget is you have the big vision, start with the end in mind, and then work backwards to create the tangible goals, the steps that are going to take you to that vision. So, you know, booking the flights, booking the holiday, saving the money. These are all the goals along the way that are going to lead to that vision. But getting really clear and excited about the vision and what you need the money for is key to making it happen.
What would you say to somebody when you coach people or you see them setting these goals? And then I've done this literally 24 hours ago. I looked at something. I said, oh, I'm going to do this later on next year. But then my car's going in for an MOT literally in 24 hours time. I've already been told I'm going to need 3 new tyres for it to pass. Yeah. All of a sudden, then you're dipping into that tin, you're dipping into that savings to pay to get your car back on the road so you can be legal to drive again. So That goal is a bit further away now because you've got to use a few hundred quid of it.
Yeah, but you need to set realistic goals because life is going to happen, right? So if you've got this amazing vision for your holiday or whatever it is on your fridge, when those dips happen and when life happens, it doesn't completely send you off the path that you're going on towards this amazing vision, right? It just kind of is a bit of a blip and then next month you're back on it again. That's why having the big vision and creating a vision board is so important. Like, I have my vision board for my 2024 on my phone. I look at it every single morning. I look at it every time I pick my phone up because it's my screensaver. Because getting really clear on this vision means that when those blips happen, it's not going to completely throw the whole thing out of the water.
There's a mental health aspect of this, isn't there, as well? A well-being aspect, that if you set goals and you're focused, it gives your mind something to look forward to, something to be excited about, isn't there? Do you ever touch on that in your coaching as well?
Yeah, definitely. And there's also a thing, and the research showed that some people set goals that are really easy to achieve. That's amazing, because in coaching, there's this thing called the progress principle, which means that each time you tick something off your list, you get a hit of dopamine, which is the feel-good hormone, and it spurs you on. So actually, something I encourage my clients to do when they're setting their day up, it's like, you know, put 3 easily actionable tasks first thing in the day, because then you hit 9 o'clock and go, oh my goodness, look at me, look how much I've achieved. Like, I actually, before training as a coach, I was doing a breakfast show for a big radio station in the UK. I used to get up at 3:30 and we were on air 6 till 10, but I used to come off air at 10:30 and go, you'd think I'd be knackered if I got up at 3:30. I would be ready to take on the world because I felt like I'd achieved so much before most people were barely even starting their day that I was like, right, what are we going to do now? Let's go. That was amazing. I was like the Duracell bunny. So I think it's about, you know, setting realistic goals that are within the realms of possibility for you. You know, so if you want to get fitter, don't say, I'm going to go to the gym 6 times next week. Say, I'm going to go to the gym once. I'm going to start my membership. I'm going to have my, you know, orientation. It's setting goals that are realistic for you.
Now, I know you've got to run off and do some more interviews with other broadcasters and stuff. Just one last point then on goal setting and what you would say to, if you were coaching people. If you've got all these thoughts and all of these things in this list, how do you get that list into a chart? You know, like, what's the most, the biggest priority? If you've got everything. So for me,
I want to create a mind map. create a mind map. So get everything out of your head that you want to achieve in 2024. Write them all down. Oh my gosh, look at all this amazing stuff that I want to make happen. Okay, take a highlighter and highlight the three most important ones that are most important to you and everybody around you, like, and the life that you're creating, which are the needle movers that you've mind mapped out, and then create the vision and the goals to make those happen.
Mind map. That's the word of the day today. I love that.
It's amazing. You can do that when you feel overwhelmed. It's something I get clients to do. You literally, if you're overwhelmed, get everything out of your head and onto paper, and then each day think, what are the three things that I have to get done today? Do those things. Do it again the next day until you have nothing left on your list.
If people want to know more about what you do with your coaching and all that kind of stuff, can people come and find you?
Come and find me. Yeah. So on Instagram, I'm at I'm Katie Hill. In fact, today's a really good day to go on there because I put on my life pillars, so you'll be able to see them and think, what was she talking about? KatieHill.com is my website, and I've actually got a free 5 Steps Back to You download, which helps you with some tangible tools and techniques just to feel. A lot of people are like, I don't feel very me anymore. So there's some action you can take to create that feeling in your life. And then if you want help around your financial goals, hsbc.co.uk, they've got this thing called an investment calculator, which suddenly makes this pie in the sky number become more of a reality. So check that out on their website.
And just one last point. I think I know what the answer is anyway, but I know you've left telly behind a little bit. Are we going to see you on telly at some point soon? Have you got anything planned? Guest appearance?
Nothing.
No. All right. Okay.
No. Absolutely blissful. I mean, it's funny. I it's wonderful for me having this journey because it means that I basically can turn telly down all the time now. If something came up that I absolutely loved and that was in line with who I am now, and what I'm doing now, then I'd love to be. I think telly's amazing, but you know, there's not that many roles for success.
So I mean, we're coming up to that time of year, so Ant and Dec have not been in touch, if you know what I mean. They're not just trying to
possibly say.
Oh, well, there we go. Right, okay, we'll leave that one there then. Katie, thanks very much for talking to me anyway. Thanks very much.
Take care.